God. He says, let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Come on, rejoice some more.
Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Ago, as I prayed, the Lord told me, he said, I have made you a prototype ministry. And he said, anything people admire in you, they can attract. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. So for everyone who has a vision from God, there must be a shift in your life tonight. A shift. That's what we came here for. To launch you prophetically into the plan and the purpose of God for your life. To launch you. 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 That's why we're here. That's why we came. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give you 20 more seconds. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Dede mohotia katas. Protocol, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Protocol, keep your eyes open. Talemondo zapataya. Angels are walking round now, walking round now, walking round now. Hey, kapata kapatia, potele mandere baha, tekene mando robote, tekene mando kopote. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If God indeed said this ministry is a prototype ministry, tonight will prove it. We want to show how contagious the things of the Spirit indeed are. How contagious. How contagious. Thank you, Lord. Take a Maya. Take a Maya. Hallelujah. All right. Let's take a moment to get into the word and then we pray. Are you ready for that? Okay. Thank you. You may please be seated. What I have is essentially a charge. That's what I have. A prophetic summon. Oh my God, there are many angels. Many angels. God must have a plan for you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. You see, a text, a very unusual text for a word man like me, struck my heart. From Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 21, it simply says, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. And listen, I know a bit of theology. I know pretext, post-text, post-text, context, and all of that. But what that simply ministers to me is that you can set aside time to wait on the Lord and receive an encounter. The Lord appeared again. And so I want to tell you, you're going to have an encounter tonight. Amen. Say amen like it's true. Amen. And of all the many things I know you're going to receive, people are going to be healed and all of that. Tonight is especially about direction. Can you say direction? You see, there's so many of you who have a supernatural assignment that you have received, and you're just wondering how to navigate. How do I go from point A to point B? Okay, God, you said I'm going to plant a church. How? Where? With who? You know, how do I navigate? What about the capital? Where is it going to come from? And just how do I go about it? Well, if that's you, then it's for you that this service has been crafted. You see, one of the biggest secrets and advantages of my life is the privilege of supernatural leadership. And by that, I simply mean that I just always know what to do. As far as my assignment is concerned, I always know the step to take. The how, the where, the with who, I always know. And this grace is so prolific that if you take away everything that I have and I have to start again, I will only need time. The concept of grace for speed, it's a real thing. I'm telling you, I've got it. It's a real thing. Do you know how our Ibadan church started? Do you know how we started? Calm down now, just pay attention. Not tonight. Do you know how our Ibadan church started? The Lord said to drive there. So I just got the driver, not knowing where I was going or anything at all. And I just drove. The driver said, "Where exactly are we going?" I said, "Just go." And then we got to Ibadan. The Lord wanted to show me something. So I had a leading to use an ATM. So we parked the car and I went to use the ATM. And on the small queue, someone greeted me, "Pastor." And I said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine." And then after that, I went into an eatery to get breakfast. And in that eatery, someone else greeted me, "Pastor." Now, this happened in a space of about 5 minutes. And as I was stepping out, the Lord said, "That's what I wanted you to see. To see that you have many people in this city. Plant a church." Precision. Are you listening to me? Supernatural leadership. We see, always on point. In a dramatic way. See, in my life, it happens like in Bible days. It happens just like in Bible days. And well, the Lord said it's contagious. It's contagious. Let me tell you, as I'm here, next year is settled. Did you hear what I said? Next year is settled. I'm already in that year, prophetically. I'm already tasting some of the supernatural experiences. I'm already there. And that's the life that God has called us to live. I mean, what kind of man will leave a church about 250 members strong and go to a new city to start all over again? What kind of man? So, the days of Abraham, where God will say, "Leave your kindred, go to a place that I will show you," those days are still with us. That God is still alive. That God still speaks. Are you getting what I'm saying? And God is using this ministry to show you that. I mean, when I moved into the city, nowhere to stay. The instruction was so sudden, we had not rented a house yet. So I stayed in a hotel for the first few days. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about just moving on the instruction of God. Abraham had that grace. He could hear what others could not hear. He could see what others could not see. Abraham will see three men that look like ordinary men and know there is something extraordinary about them, and will insist that they come to his house to eat. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how important this is. Even if you have a word from God, for instance, in Abraham's case, that you're going to have a child, when the time for the visitation came, the angels did not knock on his door. They just passed as if they were going elsewhere. It took sensitivity for him to say, hey, please, can you stop by? Are you listening to me? So even if it was God's plan, it took sensitivity. Did you hear what I just said? It happens a lot in the realm of the spirit. On the road to Emmaus, are you aware Jesus did the same thing? He did as if he was going somewhere, waiting for their hospitality to say, you know what? I mean, it's already late. Can you spend the night? If they were not sensitive, they would have missed that. They would have. And so the Bible tells us, for instance, it says, be sure to be kind to strangers, because people, by so doing, have encountered angels. So there is a school of the spirit for you to look at someone and know there is something extraordinary about the person. There is a school of the spirit. Abraham knew it, always on point. How can you meet Melchizedek, a man you had never met before, and knew there is something about this man? You know when to give your gifts. You know where to honor, who to honor. Ah, you can be precise like that. Come on, are you listening to me? And so, you know, there's one of the pastors of one of the fastest growing churches in this country. A man I have profound respect for, and a man that believes in me so much. We talk regularly, and the man is so humble. He will call, he will ask questions. So how do you guys do this? How do you guys do this? You know, and the man just acknowledges the grace on this ministry so much. One day he told me this. He said, there are many things you don't teach. There are many things you don't teach, because they come naturally to you by grace. He said, if you don't sit down, study your own graces and try to explain it and systematically pass it down, he said, they will pass with you. He said, build a system so that it can be transferable. So, you know, I thought deeply about what he said. I prayed about what he said. And that's why I decided to teach this sermon. The title of my sermon is Discerning Spiritual Seasons. Discerning Spiritual Seasons. What did I call it? Let me tell you something. If you will fulfill God's plan for your life, you must learn what I'm about to teach. You must learn to discern spiritual seasons, because there is guidance in the word, but you will not tell from the word when to start, where to start. I woke up one morning before I could open my mouth to praise the Lord. Something that felt like a coin, my head felt like a piggy bank. Something like felt like a coin dropped inside my head. And as I felt it in my chest, it was an information, 11-11-12, when to start our church. That Sunday was not the first Sunday in the month. It was not. But God said, start that date. Precision. Precision. Come on, are you with me? Turn your Bibles, Acts chapter 13. Just an example. Oh boy. Verse 1 talks about, you know, the church at Antioch and certain prophets and teachers that were there, gives us the list of people who were there, Barnabas and Simeon inclusive. And of course, Saul was there. Verse 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. So in a meeting like this, as we spend time ministering to the Lord, waiting on the Lord, you can live with a clear sense of direction. specific word, separate unto me. Now, that's a new season. They had all been together, fellowshipping in Antioch, praying together, ministering to the Lord. But now it's time to move. How do you know when it's time to move? You know, by the Spirit. He said, separate to me Paul and Barnabas for the work whereunto I have called them. Precise. Not just for Saul to move, but with whom he must move. It makes all the difference. You see, in agriculture, you might get all the rules right. Get the right soil, a healthy seed, you know, and even have manure. But there is something called seasons. There are seasons in which plants are designed to grow. So even if you have the right seed and you have the right soil, you must get the right time. Are you getting me? And so I want you to understand that in the realm of the Spirit, the leading of God is time specific, time sensitive. There is a time sensitive call on your life. There is a time that you must respond. And if you don't respond at that time, it will take mercy. I'm telling you, it will take mercy. I'm not saying it's over, but I'm saying it will take mercy. So it's better at the right time. The Bible tells us that there was a pool in Bethesda. And that pool was a special pool because once a year, an angel will come and stir that pool. And anyone who jumps in first will be healed. Think about it. That means if you were going to benefit from that pool, it will take more than desire. It will take precision. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because that stare and that blessing was time specific. Listen, there is a hypothetical pool that every one of us has. A time-specific blessing that we must step into. A time-specific leading that we must step into. And you see, of all the agencies of blessing in the church, like prayer and fasting, there is also timing. You must get the timing right. Please, are you understanding what I'm saying? You just have to get the timing right. So for that question, how do I start? Where do I start? With whom do I start? You know, nobody can answer that for you. You just have to step into what I'm teaching. Discerning spiritual seasons. Some of you have heard me tell this story. Years ago, I went to Unilag. I drove to Unilag, and I saw a woman walking, and the Lord said, give that woman a lift. And so I gave her a lift. By the way, for some reason, I'm a very nice person, but I'm not actually one to give lifts like that. But that was a specific word. So I gave her a lift, and she started talking about how she's, what do you call staff that are not, okay, non-academic staff. She's a non-academic staff. And by sheer hard work, she was able to get her daughter to gain admission to Unilag. Her daughter is in Unilag, but she's not coping. And now she tried to enroll her into lesson, but she can't afford that. And I asked her, how much is the lesson? She said, 7,000. By providence, I think the entire fellowship, we're not a church then, had about 14,000. And I had, you know, the money with me or something. I think it was about 7,000 I had with me, actually. What? Tell me. No, just call it out. Okay, we're already a church then, and we had like 30,000. 13,000 in the ministry worldwide. Thank you. Church had started. Thank you. And so, the Lord said, give her the money. And so I gave her the money. You know, that was the first time, you know, my wife almost, you know, it was as if, what have you done? What have you done? What did you give the money? You know, and all of that. Fast forward years later, we're supposed to have a conference at Unilag, you know, and there are two options, you know, if you're going to get a venue in Unilag. If you are registered as a youth fellowship in Unilag, Paul and Itunu were, you know, were Unilag at the time. If you are registered as a fellowship in Unilag, you get a massive discount. And so we're in the process of registering. And even if the registration had not been completed, you know, Itunu assured me that it will be completed. So instead of paying 400,000 for the hall, we're going to pay 40,000. So, but somehow, they put a hold on registration at that time. And we had already made inquiries about the hall, booked the dates as a campus fellowship. And so when the dates came, we had not been registered. And so they checked the books. And me, I forgot. You know, my team, everybody was already there with the equipment ready to set up. And at 12, program was to start 6. She just checked the books. You are not registered. You have to pay 400,000. Eh? That time, if you turn me upside down and shake me like this, maybe like 25K will come out. What do we do? What do we do? Oh my God, we're so frustrated and we're just thinking. I remember, you know, and just then, the Lord said, ask her for her name. So I said, it will not ask, which woman is that? When she mentioned her name, I started laughing. It was that woman that day. Are you listening to me? This was already 3 p.m. If that miracle didn't happen, no program. We had printed flyers shared around, you know. And so I said, tell her that pastor that picked up. She said, why didn't you tell me it's the one? The rest is history. We had our program. Just about 2.5 years ago, about 3 years ago, in the city of Abuja, I was driving in the night somewhere around Pape in Abuja, which, by the way, is not even safe. So it's just so you understand, you know. And the Lord said, when you get to that junction, there is a woman at the junction you are going to give a lift. Precise. So when I got to the junction, I saw her with her load. I wound down. I usually don't do this, but that day, I said, the Lord said to give you a lift. She screamed. She said, I just prayed now. I said, God, I've been waiting for a bike for close to 1 hour. Please help me. Send someone to help me. I said, well, the Lord answers prayers. And so she entered the car and we got talking. What do you do? I said, I'm a man of God. What do you do? She said, she works with so-and-so TV station. And then she said, you know what? I will bring my crew to record your church for free this Sunday and we will eat. Are you listening to me? See, so there are privileges we've enjoyed as a ministry by sheer precision, supernatural precision. And if all I choose to do tonight is to share experiences, we will not close. And I want to tell you without any iota of doubt that these things are replicable. See, yours might not be as dramatic, but it's replicable. Let me tell you something that not many people in the world can say. I'm in the will of God for my life. If you check God's calendar for my life and check what I'm doing, it matches. It takes a lot of guts to say that, but it's true. I'm either already doing what I'm meant to do, or we have started, or we're about to start. And that's what I want to show you. And you have to understand how time-specific these things are. Do you know what it will cost you not to start church at the right time? Do you know what it will cost you? It will take mercy if you miss that season. Because, for instance, it takes time for people to trust you. Are you aware? You can preach and heaven will fall. People will still be watching. You have to prove yourself for a while. Are you getting what I'm saying? So just for that buy-in, it will take time. So when you miss the timing, it will take mercy for you to catch up. You have to get it. I'm a young man now. Imagine how young I was when I was getting married. And everybody was telling me, why are you getting married at this age? It is because of my assignment. The timing was right. Let me crack just a small joke with you. Imagine I was single now. It would distract us. That's what I'm saying. It would be distracting. It had to happen at that time. Are you listening to me? You see, every aspect of your life, most of it is time specific. Time specific. So you must train your faculties to catch the frequency of God. Look at Matthew chapter 16. I want to read from verse 1 to 3. Matthew chapter